Okay, and good afternoon. I'm Toshida Okamoto, a graduate student of Tokyo University of Science in Japan. I'm very pleased to have an opportunity to introduce to you our research. Today, I would like to talk about a three-dimensional expression light flow in color using photomapping. And this slide shows our contents. And first, I'll talk about the motivation and the history of three-dimensional expression of light and the previous report in the 2016 Clarions workshop. After that, I'll talk about a methodology of research. One is the relationship between the photon distribution and absolute value, and depict the photon flow in RGB color separatory and analysis at via mirror. Finally, I'll explain about conclusion and future works. Please look at this sentence. This is a famous Japanese lighting designer's word. His name is Kao Mende. In his book, he's comparing the light environment in the architecture with the bake-like particles. After reading these phrases, I would like to create a way to express this feeling that the designer is looking for. Surprisingly, research aimed at the expression light three-dimensionally and started about 8 years ago. In 1939, the paper, The Light Field, written by Gershon, were published. In this paper, he proposes an expression method of distributed light in space. Besides, the concept of the light field and scalar luminance and the light vector were born. Then recently, Katarshiro indicated that in his paper that the physical light fields and visual light fields are slightly different but similar. Like these academic achievements, many expressive methods have been considered to describe the human-centric light environment. Okay. In our research, we used photons to depict such light environments. In the 2016 Radiance workshop, Yoshizawa explained how to express the light flow using the photon filter. And this is the photon filter, please. And this one. And this is a photon filter. We put some invisible filter made of trans material in the architecture model on the grid. Then, and when a photon hits this filter, its position information will be recorded. We use Radiance 5 to make photons. The next slide shows the results. And this yellow particle shows the point where the photon hits. Since photon filters were set in parallel, and yellow points look like laminated layers, and we can read light flow and its density from these pictures. Moreover, we confirmed that the relationship between the density of photons and scalar luminance, and they have a positive correlation with the scalar luminance, but we couldn't calculate the absolute value of the scalar luminance and from the density of photons at aperture points. Then, in this report, we'll present two different topics. First, we link the photon distribution to the absolute value of scalar luminance. Then, secondly, we make a new method to depict the photon flow in RGB color separatory. Firstly, I'll explain about explain how to link the absolute value of photon density and scalar luminance. This is the simulation room and calculation point. And this is the room and each each point to the sensor point, to confirm the relationship between photon distribution and the absolute value, we compared the scale luminance value obtained from the cubic illumination and the number of photons at the same point. And the scale luminance is luminance over the surface, over sphere, right, left sphere, this one. And this value can calculate it by using cubic illumination and five formulas, formulas below. And calculations using photons are performed in the following procedures. First, set the photon photon port of the window, then emit the photon from the photon port. Then count the number of photons on the sphere. In order to count the number of photons on the sphere, we make a virtual surface using using antimatter material. After emitting photons into the space using the photon port, only photons on the sphere are taken out. And most of the rays intersect twice with the sphere surfaces, but since the antimatter material records only the photons that are incident from the front side, it never counts photons in duplicate. Then the scalar luminance is calculated by this formula. Then after counting the number of photons on the sphere, we assign the result for n in this equation. And the W is each photon's energy, calculated by using MKP map header information and this formula. Then A is a surface area over virtual sphere, and the L is a luminance efficacy, and it's 179. Then this right graph shows the comparison results of the two calculations. As can be read from the graph, the coefficient of determination is very high. As a result of this summation, we confirm that the linking between photon distribution and absolute value of scalar luminance. So we can now estimate the absolute intensity of light environment from the appearance of photon density. Now, the next is photon color. It is certain that for human perception, and not only the intensity of light, but also the color of light should be an important aspect. So we aim to depict the photon flow in RGB color separatory. Material of the analysis space and light source is a set separatory for RGB. And the RGB photon are acquired by using photon filter, which antimatter material is supplied. In order to approximate human perception, the ratio of the emission amount of RGB photon is set to like this. Then, this is a result picture. The left picture shows the simulation module in Lino. There are one simple white box at the center and the three painted boxes with the skylight. The images at the center represent the calculation results of different photons of RGB. Then the light images are composed of three images. The difference between RGB photon can be read clearly from this picture. We applied those two things and to actual architecture model, architecture via mirror. It was constructed in 1930 by famous architects, Adolf Fuss. Why did he choose this? And there are two reasons. First, this architecture has a long prime. And long prime is a design concept of to think of the room layouts of houses as a three-dimensional figure instead of as floor plans in a conventional way. Bureau mirror has a long prime, so rooms are continuously connected. The second reason is its material. In this house, there are many materials applied by each room. To summarize these characteristics, the light in the architecture reflected in complex space where the various materials were used. The purpose of this summation is as follows. First, we would like to confirm that can we depict the light flow and distribution in a complex space using our new method? Then, secondly, we also would like to confirm whether the simulation using photon filter is effective for discretional light in space. For this confirmation, Yoshida and I went to this architecture in Prague last week. Then, compare the impression with the analysis results. And this is a simulation method. We made an architecture model in Lino, then convert the model into the largest format, then apply the material data, then emit the photons using the MKP map commands. Then we prepare four types of material data. One of them has all RGB value, and others have only RGB values respectively. Then we get photons coordinate using pmap down command, then enter coordinate data in Autodesk's recap. This software can handle point cloud data. Then we analyzed following spaces, this main room and the dining room. This is a main room picture. This is a dining room. Since these rooms are connected, the light wave, the line of sight, and the light are passing through. Then this is a simulation result. Let's take a look. Images. This is the simulation area. This area is main hall, right? Like this picture. Then this is a dining room, and this picture. First, I'll explain the relationship between the photon distribution and the scalar illuminance. And this is 8 o'clock for August, and each photon has 145 lumen, and this value is calculated by the MKP map header information. Then this is 8 o'clock, and 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 14 o'clock, 16 o'clock. Okay, again, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. 12 o'clock, 14 o'clock, 16 o'clock. This result can express the change in light density and by time. Okay. The next result is RGB color photon. And this 10 o'clock there, a lot of light enter into the main hall, and this is a 12 o'clock. A lot of light enter into the dining room. You know, 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock. Okay, and Tribal clock let photons gather under the influence of the material of the dining room. I prepare the recap, so please look at this one. Okay. And this is a main hall and this is a dining room. So, like this. The LED points are gathered in the dining room and we can see the difference of between two rooms. And this is not the same result, but we can see the light rain using this method. Please look at this. Direct sunlight from comes from this ray, and we can see the light rain. Then it's refracted from here, and it's difficult to see. And this line is refracted by this area. So this is a window area. So right ray comes here and refracted in the ceiling and floor. We can see those results using this method. Okay. This picture is a photograph of the actual state of at about the same time as the simulation time. And the LED circle area is actually almost the same white material, but the white wall on the light is tinted reddish as it is influenced by the color of interior material. This room had a unique atmosphere that the feeling light in this room is somewhat different from the light in the other rooms. Okay.